Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. As the Giants get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings, they know they're going to have to game plan for Adrian Peterson, one of the best running backs in the NFL. Here's Colin Jenkins.
Challenge is you've got to be four quarters. One thing that he's always been good at, and this goes back for a while, you can have him contained for most of the game, and then all of a sudden if you let up one or two plays, then he burns you. And that's something that you've got to be consistent every single play and not let him get an inch, because that's all he needs. You give him a little small hole or small crease and he'll take off on you.
So, Paul, last week Adrian Peterson hurt his ankle, but everything I'm hearing out of Minnesota is that he's going to be ready to rock and roll against the Giants on Sunday Night Football. It is prime time, of course.
Yeah, he's come back from major knee surgery. You think an ankle is going to stop him? Adrian Peterson is truly a wrecking crew. Now, here's the interesting thing about him, though. He's not unstoppable. You know, 44 times this year, he's been stopped for no gain or a loss, which is the most in the National Football League. And how does that happen? That happens when guys fill gaps, get into the backfield, and get him before he gets that second and third step going through the crease. Because once he does, he can be gone. So you got to get him before he gets it into second gear.
Also, watch out for Jerick McKinnon. He actually put up a few receiving yards and scored a touchdown for Minnesota last week. I think he'll be utilizing the passing attack out of that backfield as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that the Vikings want to use their team's speed to their advantage against the Giants' defense, which at times has been susceptible to a big play.
Again, he's Paul Dottino. I'm Anita Marks. This has been your Giants in 90.